Representing the ladies is Miss Precious. How you doing, beautiful?
I'm doing excellent, Lonnie. How are you?
I'm great. You're playing against Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Yo, yo. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. Aaron, meet Precious.
How you doing, Precious?
Hi, Aaron. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm excellent.
All right. Well, then that concludes our getting to know you part of this conversation. So we going to do what the business is at hand. I'm going to give you 30 seconds, and you're going to have to do a list for me. At the end of 30 seconds, whoever has the longest list is the winner. Y'all got me?
Got you.
All right. Cool, cool. Precious, you want to go first or second?
Sure. Ladies first.
All right. Hold on, Aaron. All right.
All right.
Miss Precious, today, and I'm not joking, is National Punctuation Day, all right?
Yes.
In 30 seconds, name as many punctuations as you can. Go.
Period, comma, quotation mark, semicolon, colon, hyphen, dash, parentheses, parentheses, period. Did I say period? I don't know if I said period. Question mark, exclamation point, et cetera. So I don't know if I can count, but hey, et cetera.
Okay, time is up. Time is up. All right, baby girl, you got 10.
Okay.
And et cetera dot, that ain't nothing, girl.
I tried.
I know. It kind of runs out after a while, don't it?
Yeah, it does. And my nickname is Spell Check Grammar Check, so I should know this.
Oh, well, you did 11. You did your thing. I ain't mad at you. Let's see what Aaron does.
All right.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Precious came in with 10 on her list. If you beat 10, you win.
All right.
All right. September 24th, sir, is National Punctuation Day. You got me?
National Punctuation Day?
Correct. In 30 seconds, name as many types of punctuation as you can. Go.
Period, comma, colon, semicolon, hyphen, exclamation point. That's about all I know.
Yeah, it can't be all you know, dog. Your time is up, and you was on the road, too.
I'm seeing them in my head now, but it's too late now.
Yeah, it's too late. I'm seeing them now. All right, Precious.
Yes, sir.
You take the game for the ladies. That ties up the week. Aaron, what's your church home and pastor?
Liberty Evangelist Church, Reverend Glenn Spaulding.
All right. And you know they're going to get you, right?
Yeah.
Because Spaulding is all about education. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't sound so shame now. Precious, what's your church home and pastor?
My church is the Open Door Mission True Light Church in West Philadelphia. My pastor is Dr. Maureen L. Davis, who is my bishop, and I love her.
Maureen L. Davis is my friend. She gonna be proud of you.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, whatever. I'm mad because you won, so I ain't going to say too much.
That's right. Ladies rule.
I know, right?
Grammatically correct.
Precious and Aaron, I got one thing to say to you.
Got to go.
Yeah, that. Bye. There it is, fam. The ladies have tied up the week 1-2-1. How will it go down tomorrow for the tiebreaker game? If you want to make a comment on the game, go to the Facebook page, The Lonnie Hunter Show. And while you're there, make sure you register for your $1,000. It's coming up at the end of the month. Next Monday at 5 o'clock, I will be calling the winner's name. Oh! Tell them what it is, baby!
It's The Lonnie Hunter Show. It's The Lonnie Hunter Show.